overcoming the challenge of contraceptive. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Today's topic was requested by a follower and listener, which is really exciting to be getting requests. So please do reach out if you have any requests of things you would like me to kind of just like babble about, which is what essentially I do. Overcoming the challenge of contraceptive, there are so many options on contraceptive. And the beautiful thing is it's becoming more of an option for both genders, not just women or not just females or not just individuals with a vagina. I'm going to say it is important that I'm not a doctor. If you have any significant questions or issues, please contact your doctor so your doctor can help you with figuring out what's the best option for you. The few things that I do know that are scientific fact are when you're nursing and you do not want to nurse and be on a hormonal contraceptive. So things like the IUD, the copper IUD, are helpful to prevent pregnancy, but also continue your nursing relationship with your baby. So, I almost said partner. That would have been pretty funny. So, there's several different kinds of birth control. There's birth control implant. There's the IUD, birth control shot, birth control vaginal ring, birth control patch, birth control pill, a condom, an internal condom, a diaphragm, birth control sponge, spermicide, cervical cap. Wow. Fertile awareness. Withdrawal or pull-out method. Breastfeeding as birth control apparently is 98% effective, according to Planned Parenthood. I don't know if that's 100% true. Outer course and abstinence is 100% effective. Sterilization, which is tubal ligation or a vasectomy. These are all options on helping prevent pregnancy. The route I'm going to take on this topic, and if you would like information, I am going to put the PlannedParenthood.org link in the show notes so that you have the information at your fingertips and you can learn more about each and figuring out which one works best for you. A woman's body goes through a significant amount of stress in these times, either whether it's times of pregnancy, birth, miscarriage, all of the things under the sun that happens to our bodies are significant to impact it impacts our intimacy. The hormone changes, the drops and highs of all of the change in ebb and flows of life and the things we experience are super impactful to our lack of desire to be intimate, sexually intimate, or increasing our desire to be sexually intimate. It's important to listen to your partner, and sometimes the female doesn't always know what is wrong, or either way, whether it's their lack of desire for sexual intimacy or an increased desire for sexual intimacy, which isn't necessarily something that's wrong unless it's in excess and becoming not necessarily addiction, that's a whole nother ball game, but when we tend to hyper focus on one particular way of coping in our lives, and sexual intimacy can definitely be a thing. So back to birth control. I find it to be unfair that women are expected to make all of the changes and choices to their body so that to in such of a preventative way. I know for myself, I had the copper IUD, so because I was when I was nursing my middle one, and that thing was terrible for me. I know some women don't have that experience, so please don't do your research, talk to your doctor, talk to other women who've had different experiences. It's very important to get a collaborative perspective on something. But my period cramps were worse, the bleeding was worse, and it took me months to heal from that. And even after having my third, my periods have not regulated since having the IUD. And unfortunately, all the added hormones and yuckiness that is in birth control to help control it is not necessarily healthy for our bodies either. So with that said, if you're part of the at-risk population, a young teen being sexually active, if you have young teens in your life, something I take pride in what I do is having the conversation about birth control. If it's something you're too fearful of having, I'm glad to have it with the children. I'd say that the stuff I teach is healthy for ages about 14 and older, because usually that's when teenagers start to become sexually active. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not is totally up to you, but it is fact, and it's important to give them the proper knowledge now so that they can make better choices later. Studies show that individuals who were sexually active prior to being married with several people have a increased rate of divorce. So in order to give them the knowledge and give them the ability to make their choices safely, I believe is really, really important. Sometimes if you get that gut feeling, I'm going to go back to the birth control thing here. If you get that gut feeling that your needs are not being met by the choices you're being offered by your doctor, make a choice, change doctors, get a different or second opinion. There's nothing wrong with going to a doctor, a different doctor, and asking the same questions and maybe getting a different response. Your body is your body, and you deserve to experience life the way you desire. So if you're not feeling heard or you're feeling pressured to do a certain thing, there are so many options out there, as I listed when I first started this podcast, to choose from. So go ahead and do your research. This is a great starting point of starting that next step of getting yourself and your partner protected. Oh, when I say the word protection, I'm talking about simply birth control. None of these prevent STDs. So an STD podcast is a whole different conversation and something that probably maybe I'll do down the road when the time is right. I hope you all have an amazing day. I look forward to connecting. Like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the things, and have an amazing day. Bye.